Well, the Bishop of Salisbury is in Latvia for a few days to strengthen a link between that country and Wiltshire, a link which goes back some 20 years. It was as the Iron Curtain fell that the Salisbury Diocese first realised that the Lutheran Church in Latvia needed some support and stepped in to link up with it. Bishop Nicholas says he has very clear reasons for going to the country, and he's been talking to BBC Wiltshire's Heather Scull.
The Diocese of Salisbury's got some links with the wider church. A link with the Roman Catholic Church in Evreux, Normandy, in northern France. We have, of course, as you well know, the link with the Anglican Church in the Sudan, which is a really important link for the whole diocese. And we have this much quieter link with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia. Why? Because as Latvia was coming out of the Soviet period of that part of Europe and beginning to feel itself to be part of Europe, not the Soviet Union, the Iron Curtain had come down, the Berlin Wall had fallen, the world was changing shape, and these Christians were beginning to try to find their feet as Lutherans in a European community, and it felt really important to build a link between churches in Western Europe and them. And I think Salisbury was very, I think, forward-thinking to see the importance of the link. And so I'm going, as part of that link, as a new bishop, to sort of try to make the relationship, to show my face, to get to meet friends. But also, actually, I'm asking questions about what's the meaning of the link now, 20 years on? Because Europe's changing shape again, and we're a much bigger European community, and they see themselves as part of Europe in a way that wasn't conceivable 20 years ago. What's the meaning of the link now?
How does it benefit the Diocese of Salisbury, Wiltshire people, to be linked with Latvia?
I think it's all Christians need to know that they're part of the worldwide church. All Christians need to know that they're part of the ecumenical church, that we belong together in Christ. It's actually a similar point to looking at art and seeing different pictures, and seeing the same picture differently from different perspectives. Actually, my wife is descended from Martin Luther. It's a lovely family story. I'm very grateful for the Lutheran tradition. Like the Anglican Church, Lutheranism isn't monochrome. There are different sorts of Lutheranism. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in Latvia is quite conservative. It's not part of the Purva Agreement, that agreement of the Baltic state churches, which is in communion with the Church of England. There's a bit more distance, and yet we need to discover what we have for each other as neighbours in this one world and as part of the body of Christ.